Test 2, Section 1. You will hear a woman calling an animal park to inquire about a job. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Pinder's Animal Park, hello.
Oh, hello. I'm ringing to ask whether you have any jobs available.
Ah, what sort of work are you looking for? Is that permanent or part-time or...
Actually, I'm just looking for temporary work. I'm a student.
Oh, right. I'll just get a form and ask you a few questions.
The woman says that she wants temporary work, so temporary has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Pinder's Animal Park, hello.
Oh, hello. I'm ringing to ask whether you have any jobs available.
Ah, what sort of work are you looking for? Is that permanent or part-time or...
Actually, I'm just looking for temporary work. I'm a student.
Oh, right. I'll just get a form and ask you a few questions. Then I'll pass your application on to our recruitment section. Is that okay?
Fine, thank you.
So, starting with your name.
It's Jane Lamerton.
Is that LAMERTON?
There's only one M in it.
Oh, right. And your address?
It's 42 West Lane.
Right. And is that in Exeter?
Yes.
Okay. And can you give me your mobile phone number?
07792 430 921.
Right. Now, the next thing is, when are you available to start work?
I finish college on the 8th of June. That's in 3 weeks' time. But I can't start work till the 11th because I've got a hospital appointment on the 10th of June.
Ah, no problem. Now, I need to ask you a few questions about the type of job that might be suitable. Do you have any particular kind of work in mind? It doesn't necessarily mean that you will get work in the field that you want, but I can record your preferences.
Well, I'd do anything. And I have worked as an assistant animal keeper before, when I was still at school. But I'm studying at a catering college now, and I'd really like to get some experience as an assistant cook, if possible.
Right. So that's your first choice. Have you done that kind of job before?
No, but I've helped my aunt sometimes. She runs a cafe in Exeter.
Would you say you've got any relevant skills, then?
Well, I'm used to using the kind of equipment you usually find in a kitchen.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Okay, and I know you're still studying, but do you already have any qualifications related to that kind of work? A hygiene qualification, for example?
I haven't, no. But I've got a certificate in food handling. I did it before I decided to become a full-time student.
Fine. Okay. That means you wouldn't need any specific training if you did get the kind of work you wanted. But you'd have to do a short course on first aid. All our new employees do that. It just takes half a day, and most people find it generally useful.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it is.
Well, that's about it, really. Oh, just one last thing. Can you give me the name of someone who would give you a reference, like a previous employer or...
Oh, yes. You can put Dr. Ruth Price.
Okay. Is that one of your college lecturers?
She's my college tutor. She's known me for over 2 years, and I'm sure she wouldn't mind. In fact, she's given me a reference before.
Fine. We'd probably contact her by phone. Do you happen to know her number?
I've got it on my phone, yes. It's 0208-685-114. That's a landline.
Good. Well, as I say, I can't promise anything, but I'll pass your application on and you should hear in a few days. Is there anything else?
Just one thing. I suffer from a particular type of colour blindness, and sometimes employers have to make special arrangements for that.
Okay, I'll make a note of that. It won't be a problem, but it's good that you've made us aware of it. You can provide us with more details if you're offered a job.
Okay, thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.